Little Havana boasts the largest population of Cubans outside the island.
This is a very ethnic, ripe, colorful, musical, interesting neighborhood.
William Talbert, the head of a Miami business organization, explains how Little Havana was born.
When Castro, took over Cuba, most of the professionals in Cuba left, and they came to the closest area they could get to, which was Miami. There was a famous processing center here. We have our own. We became the Ellis Island for the Cubans.
Cuban culture flourishes in Little Havana. Old Cuban men discuss politics over games of dominoes. Cuban-style cigars are readily available in neighborhood shops. And art galleries exhibiting unique artwork by Cuban Americans line the streets. No visit to Little Havana is complete without enjoying popular Cuban dishes like ropa vieja, or shredded beef, and Cuban skirt steak. Roma Montano owns Romo, a popular restaurant frequented by Shakira, Marc Anthony, Pele, and other celebrities. Montano left Cuba as a child and has lived in Little Havana ever since.
I came out with an idea of bringing the people from outside Little Havana to come and see me and see what Little Havana is all about. I really thank God for the opportunity of being here and in a place that I grew up.
The neighborhood's festive mood and Latin music keeps visitors and locals alike talking and dancing all night long in Little Havana's restaurants and clubs. For producers Ade Estudi and Ariadne Budianto, Jim Bertel, VOA News.